The places we spend time in are important. They often define important parts of our lives and ourselves. All week, we're bringing you profiles of places that matter to people around the Bay as part of our community storytelling project, Hear Here. In this next piece, reporter Penina Eilberg-Schwartz takes us to a place that only springs up once a week.
I've been a customer at the Saturday Alamini Farmers Market for years, and when I found out that the same dirt lot, the one that's filled with vegetables and flowers on Saturdays, is turned into a flea market on Sundays, I decided I had to go. I really love librarians and collectors and people who see the value in things that most like wouldn't think twice about, you know, things like vintage license plates, toys from the 1930s, musical instruments from the Philippines. And, you know, the Alamini Flea Market, I heard, was a good place to look for people like that. The thing about the market, though, is that you never know what you're going to find, even if you know exactly what it is you're looking for. And this place, even with all the change of new people coming through and goods changing hands, has become an important site of community for people. One man,
Anthony James Daher, Tony to my friends,
told me a story that is about community, but also the importance of asking where things come from. I spotted a music box on his table, and he told me the story of how it got there.
It's a very heavy brass piano, handmade before, but or hand, what would you call it, cast, you know, in a mold. The song, I'm not sure, it might be like One Summer Night or something like that. I can't remember what this name of the song is. These old flea market dealers that used to live on the hill over there in my neighborhood, Vienna Street, they're actually, their home address is the same as mine, only two blocks up. Well, coming to the flea market and selling, this is 10 years ago, you know, being a newbie, and I guess he just introduced himself to me, probably. He's like a lot of these people that go through and they buy things from other people during in the morning. So it's something that he was doing. And I would see him drive by because of being in the same neighborhood. He'd drive by and his car was loaded with stuff all the time, you know. And just kind of nodding, hello, you know, how you doing? So Joe Rodriguez was his name. Passed away in a fire. And this came from his sister. And a lot of this came from his sister. Clocks, they, because I knew him, they allowed me to have as much of the stuff that I wanted that they weren't going to keep. It was very sweet of her giving all this stuff to me, so I appreciated it. And, thank you, Joe.